Okay, so let's just finish off the last bit within a seiba. So what we've been discussing is the issue of the ikuv of a seiba, right? Whether the mitzvah of a seiba is ma'akev, the mitzvah sachila of matzah, dalakosos. We've been analyzing this question within the different approaches that we developed. So we started discussing within the first approach that has seiba is a chilek in the mitzvah. So the simple option is to say, oh, if it's a chilek in the mitzvah, then it's ma'akev. And this is the analysis of the Gris. Right? The Gris says that the Rush and the Dayan Tosos who think that Haseba is Ma'akev, oh, that aligns nicely with the approach that Haseba is a Chelek in the Mitzvah, because once it's a Chelek in the Mitzvah, so then it should be Ma'akev. And we discussed yesterday whether that Ikav is only the Jirabanan, I mean, within the Mitzvah Da'araisa of Matzah, so what type of Ikav would Haseba, you know, effect. Is it only an ikuv derabanan, or according to Tosos and Sukkah Daf Gimel, could even be an ikuv daras, and the machlokas between Svik and Yeshua in terms of what the, you know, the nature of that ikuv would be. Fine. So now moving on, just to point out that while it is mistaber to say that within the approach number one that Haseb is a chelik in the mitzvah, it would make sense to say that Haseb is ma'akiv, but it's not mukhrach. And just to point this out in the Mekoros, if you try to line up the Shitos of Tosos, right, we pointed out that Tosos, Dira Maschel, Mai Dahava Hava, for sure in the third Deya, right, understands that the mitzvah of Mat, that the Haseba for the mitzvah of Matzah is also a din in a chilak in the mitzvah, right? Hence, the third Deya in Tosos Mai Dahava Hava focuses on the fact that the theme, that the internal theme of Matzah is also Cheres oriented. But yet, Tosos, the next Tosos in Dira Maschel Kulunami, has a suffix about whether Haseba is Ma'akev Dalakosos, and the implication is that for sure that Haseba is not going to be Ma'akev Matzah. So if you put the Tosim together and you assume that the suffix at the Tosos Dira Maschel Kulu has to align, you know, with every aspect of, you know, of the Tosos before, again, you can play games of trying to align the Shitos, but that is definitely speculative. So all I'm pointing out is that given the fact that Tosos Kulu Nami seems to imply that, as Dabar Pasha, that Haseba is not Ma'akev Matzah, but yet there's a Deya in the Tosos before that the Haseba is a Chelek in Matzah, and yet we see that the Haseba, which is a Chelek in Matzah, is still not Ma'akev. So all I'm pointing out, just a Ara to be made, is that while the Griz takes it as a Dabar Pasha, that if a seba is a chelik in the mitzvah, then for sure it should be ma'akev. It's not so pashut from the Makoros. And it's possible to say that especially when it comes to a mitzvah such as matzah, which is daraisa, it could be that when the Rabbanan were mitaking this mitzvah, the Rabbanan of a seba, even though they're mitaking it as a chelik in the mitzvah, in a way of to accentuate the internal chirus theme to the mitzvah, still they were mitaking it in such a way to be ma'akev. So it's just important to know that even though it's possible that if a seba is a chelik in the mitzvah, that it could be ma'akev, it's not necessarily so that the Rabbanan would be mitaking the internal din of a seba in such a way that it would be ma'akev, as seen from the different tosism if you put them together. So that's just a ha'ar. Okay. So now moving on to approach 2a, right, which said that Haseba is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, right? And it's a mitzvah bifnei atzmo according to approach 2a, is that it's associated with the chashuv achilos of the night. This is the way the Brisk Rav develops it, and Reb Chaim. So according to that approach, it would seem to be a davar pashut that Haseba would not be ma'akev. And this is the way the Griz spells it out. He basically points out that if Haseba is not a chiluk in the mitzvah, but it's rather a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, so then as the Griz takes it as davar pashut, that since it's an independent factor, right, it's a factor which is independent from the mitzvah itself, so therefore the lack of Haseba, although you're not going to be yotze, the independent mitzvah of Haseba, but that's not going to have any bearing, it's not going to have any effect on the mitzvah sachila of dalad kosos or matzah. So that's for approach 2a. But when it comes to approach 2b, that it's a, that a seba is a mitzvah bifni atzmo, but it's a din in the su'uda, so we're going to see that there can be, you know, two different options here. So the simple option is to say that it's not ma'akev, right? Just like the analysis for approach 2a, that once a seba is a mitzvah bifni atzmo, which doesn't integrate into the mitzvah itself, so the davar pashut, right, you know, the simple explanation would say that, oh, if it's a mitzvah bifni atzmo, then why would it be ma'akev the mitzvah of matzah? Why would it be ma'akev the mitzvah of dalakosos if a seba is a mitzvah bifni atzmo, which doesn't integrate into the mitzvah's achila itself? And that would be the simple explanation, and that's what the Griz would tell you. But we pointed out that there are a number of makoros which suggest, depending on how you interpret them, which might suggest that even within this approach that a seba is a mitzvah ifnei atzmo, it's a din nesu'udah, that perhaps this type of a seba is going to be ma'akiv. So the two makoros for this are as follows. First makor for this is the Rambam. Right, we discussed yesterday the different ways to read this Rambam, but the Rambam has this line that after introducing, right, this in Zion, Perek Zion, Halachachas, that after introducing the din lechatzchila v'aseba b'chol ha'su'udah, the Rambam writes the imlav, right, first he says the din of aseba for the shar su'udah is ideal, is hariz ha'mishubach, but he says the imlav eino tzarech. And the big question, the big controversy is, how do you understand that line, v'imlav eino tzarech? So the way the Rav understood that, could be the Pasha, depends how you read it, the Rav understood that as going within the Haseba for Suda, and saying that v'imlav, but if you don't do Haseba by Shar Suda, then eino tzarech, he understands, eino tzarech lachzor. Implication we discussed yesterday, according to the Rav, and the Rav spells this out, is that the Haseba for matzah and dal kosas is ma'akev. Right? Even though the Rambam formulates, according to the Rav especially, even though the Rambam formulates Haseba as a mitzvah bifnei atzmo as being a din nesu'uda, yet the Rambam, according to this read, says that that din of Haseba is ma'akev. So the question is going to be, how? If it's a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, which is a din nesu'uda, how in the world is that mitzvah bifnei atzmo going to be ma'akev, the mitzvah sachila of matzah and dal kosas? Before we answer that question, just to bring potentially one more makor for this. And that is, right, the Shita of Tosos. And if you pay careful attention, remember, Tosos, my da'ava hava, has a dea, right, which says that the mitzvah of matzah, and perhaps even the mitzvah of dalakosos, their haseba is a din in the su'udah. Remember, we were medayik when in the first day, and Tosas says, Shani matzah she ikra su'udah yosr miyayin. Right? We medayik the yosr miyayin might imply that there's an aspect of su'udah to the haseba of dalakosis as well. And yet, Tosas in the next day, right? In the next dir maskal kulu nami, right? Again, has its sad that haseba is ma'akev. So if you put these Tosas them together, it sounds like Tosas has a tzad to say that a seba is ma'akiv, perhaps even within the approach that a seba is a din in the su'uda. So again, both the Rambam, according to the Rav's read, and perhaps coming out of the Shitas, you know, the Shita of Tosos, right, if you put the two Tosas them together, Tosas seems to have a tzad that a seba is ma'akiv, even within the Deya, that a seba is a din in the su'uda. So now, how do you explain these Shitas? Again, the question is going to be, if a seba is a din in the su'uda, is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, which is associated with the su'uda, so why in the world can it be ma'akev, the dinim, the mitzvah sachila of matzah and dalakosas? So, an idea that the Rav suggests, he hasn't spelled out so clearly, but he suggests this idea, very important idea, is that if you assume two things, you can understand the shita. Assumption number one is that the mitzvos achila of matzah and dalakosos need to be part of the su'udah of the night. Right? If you remember, the Rav garnered a lot of evidence to the idea that the dalakosos specifically need to integrate into the su'udah themselves. Remember that whole maral that he brought, and then the Ravid about the idea of shame dalakosos, all dalakosos need to be also makom, right? Those makoros which suggest that even the dalakosos, which take place, two of them before the suda and two of them after suda, even so, they need to integrate into the suda themselves. And then matzah would be even, you know, more pasha to suggest that matzah not only is the suda, but it needs to integrate into the suda itself. So assumption number one is that the mitzvah achila need to integrate into the suda. Then assumption number two is that you would have to suggest that matzah and dalakosos only integrate into the su'uda if you perform haseba. So suggests the Rav. So again, the Rav suggests that the way to justify these shitos, that even though haseba is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, which is associated with the su'uda, it's still going to be ma'akev, the mitzvah sachila of matzah and dalakosos, if number one, you assume that matzah and dalakosas need to integrate into the su'uda of Leil Seder, and if they're not integrated into the su'uda, you're not going to be yotzei those mitzvos. And number two, you assume that you need to perform haseba in order to integrate them into the su'uda. That because the haseba The mitzvah of seiba is basically says that the su'udah of the night needs to be done al yidei seiba. So if you assume that something therefore is only considered to be a chelik in the su'udah if you perform haseiba, so then you can understand why even though a seiba is a din b'ifnei, is a mitzvah b'ifnei atzmo, it's still going to be ma'akev these mitzvahs achila of the night because they need to integrate into the su'udah, and they're only integrated into the su'udah if they are performed al yidei haseiba. Yeah. The first hanacha is that the only way you're going to be yotzei dalad kosos and matzah is if they're considered a chilek of the su'udah. And those are the makoros, the rub and garden makoros, you know, in terms of dalad kosos to say that. And again, if that's the case by dalad kosos, you can say hua dinami the matzah, that the only way that you're going to be yotzei those mitzos, at least midr rabbanon, is if they're considered to be part of the su'udah.
When the Rambam is saying that not a problem if you're not mesiv for shara chilas of shtiyos, so he's really just saying that you don't have to have shara chilas of shtiyos at all.
Right? Yeah, I guess so.
Right, and then,
yeah.
Meaning, so really, the su'uda is those mitzvahs halayla.
Correct. And again, and then I guess the lechatzchila would be to do a seba by everything else you eat so that to enlarge the su'uda. Exactly. That would be the analysis that comes out. 100%. It's a good har.
That you have to link the matzah to the suda.
I guess the rub would say is that in order for it to be defined, the way he's going to learn the Rambam is that because the mitzvah of seba says you need to eat your suda al yedei seba, so therefore nothing is going to be considered to be a chelak of that suda unless you eat that item al yedei seba. Yeah, you're right. It's ironic that you can end up having pas eaten on the night, which is not defined as part of the su'udah. But I guess the idea would be, yeah, that's the uniqueness of the su'udah on Leil Seder, is that it doesn't conform to the dinei su'udah, you know, b'shar yimos hashana. You're right, shar yimos hashana, bread is the su'udah. But the chiddush of the takana d'rabbanan of haseba, especially according to the Rambam, who formulates that as being a din in the su'udah, is that, you know, on Leil Seder, the only way the eating of an item is going to be integrated as part of the suda is if it's done al yedei seba. That'd be the chiddush. Okay, I said I would do the seba part quickly, so we're done with that.